Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Today we dive back into the case against Richard Allen, a cold case that haunted a small Indiana town for 7 years, now hangs on a single cartridge, a grainy phone video, and a man's cryptic words. Richard Allen, a local pharmacy technician, sits at the center of the storm. Accused of killing Abby Williams and Libby German, two teenage girls whose bodies were found near the Monon High Bridge in Delphi, Allen's fate now rests with 12 jurors. But as the trial barrels toward a verdict, one question burns in everyone's mind. Did law enforcement finally catch the right man? Or is Richard Allen being framed for a crime he didn't commit? The trial has been a roller coaster of revelations, contradictions, and courtroom drama. We begin with the bullet, a single unspent cartridge nestled in the dirt between the girls' bodies. It wasn't just any bullet. Forensic examiners testified it was cycled through Allen's Sig Sauer handgun, a gun recovered during the search of his home in 2022. The state argues this bullet is the key that connects Allen directly to the murders. But, of course, the defense had other plans. They tore into the reliability of tool mark analysis, arguing that the state's firearms examiner couldn't reproduce the same striation marks on test cartridges. They ran tests until they got the result they wanted, the defense claimed. One expert witness admitted the findings were, in her own words, subjective, and just like that, the bullet's credibility was thrown into doubt. Then came the phone video, Libby German's final desperate act to capture her killer on camera. The jury watched and listened as the eerie command, "Guys, chill!" down the hill, echoed through the courtroom. The state insisted the voice belonged to Allen. Prosecutors argued that Allen's 5'4" frame matched the figure seen stalking the girls on the bridge that day. But Allen had an alibi, or at least a version of one. He told investigators he was on the trail that same afternoon, but swore he never saw the girls. Allen had self-reported his presence to a Department of Natural Resources officer just days after the murders, a fact that went unnoticed for 5 years due to a clerical error. The tip filed under Richard Allen Whiteman was lost in a stack of thousands until rediscovered in 2022 by a volunteer. The defense capitalized on this blunder, hammering the state for its mishandling of evidence. They argued the investigation had been tainted from the start, with key leads ignored or misfiled. Reasonable doubt is written all over this case, Allen's attorney, Andrew Baldwin, told the jury. But the state had more cards to play. In a dramatic turn, the jury was allowed to hear Allen's interrogation tapes from October 2022. On the recordings, Allen denied involvement over 20 times, growing more agitated with each denial. "I didn't expletive do it," he shouted, his frustration palpable. But then he uttered something that sent a chill through the courtroom. What kind of good person would kill two girls? It was a strange, almost offhand remark. The prosecution seized on it, arguing that it revealed Allen's guilt, a Freudian slip, perhaps. The defense countered, saying it was just a rhetorical question, a desperate man's way of processing an unthinkable accusation. The trial also exposed the dark reality of investigative tactics. Indiana State Police Lieutenant Jerry Holman admitted to using deception during Allen's interrogation, telling him that witnesses had placed him on the bridge and that experts matched his voice to the video. Both statements were lies, Holman confessed on the stand, part of a strategy to elicit a confession. "It's not ethical," he admitted, "but it's what we do." With each twist and turn, the courtroom drama deepened. The defense introduced a controversial theory involving Odinism, a Norse pagan religion. They argued that the girls were killed in a ritualistic fashion, pointing to the arrangement of sticks on the victims' bodies. But the judge blocked most of this theory, calling it speculative. Still, the seeds of doubt were planted. Were there others involved? Was Allen being framed? Was this case as simple as it seemed, or was it far more complex? And then there were the emotional testimonies, family members of Abby and Libby torn apart by grief, reliving their worst nightmare. Prosecutors showed the jury the crime scene photos, the girls' bodies posed in haunting positions, their throats slashed, branches carefully laid across them. There were no defensive wounds, the pathologist testified. They never had a chance to fight back. Allen's defense tried to poke holes in every piece of evidence. They highlighted inconsistencies in witness statements, questioned why no DNA was found linking Allen to the crime, and pointed out the absence of his phone from police records. "Where's the smoking gun?" Baldwin asked the jury. "Where's the hard proof that Richard Allen is Bridge Guy?" But the state had one more bombshell. They introduced evidence of Allen's behavior behind bars, 60 alleged confessions made to correctional officers, inmates, and even his wife. In one chilling exchange, Allen reportedly told his wife, "Don't worry about me. It's over." The jury sat in stunned silence as prosecutors laid out their theory. Allen killed the girls, went home, and lived his life for 5 years, hiding in plain sight until the evidence finally caught up to him. As the trial draws to a close, the jurors face a monumental task. They must sift through conflicting evidence, questionable tactics, and a web of lies, both from the killer and those investigating the crime. They must decide if Richard Allen is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt or if someone else committed these horrific murders. It's a decision that will echo through the small town of Delphi for years to come. If they convict Allen, justice will finally be served. If they acquit, the killer may still walk free, lurking somewhere, waiting. One thing is clear. No matter what the verdict is, the scars of this case will remain long after the courtroom doors close. To truly grasp the weight of the trial against Richard Allen, we need to rewind and understand the troubled history of the investigation, the emotional toll on the victims' families, and the psychological theories at play. This isn't just a story about evidence and suspects. It's about trauma, unresolved grief, and the community of Delphi's desperate search for closure. The investigation into the murders of Abby Williams and Libby German began with a sense of urgency. Two young girls, gone without a trace on a February afternoon, were found brutally murdered near the Monon High Bridge. Early on, the community rallied behind the investigation. Flyers were distributed, vigils held, and detectives flooded the area with interviews, tips, and searches. Despite a flurry of initial activity, the case began slipping through the cracks, a trend painfully familiar in cold cases. Enter battered community syndrome, a phrase not used by the defense, but a concept that encapsulates the town's exhaustion. As the years dragged on, hopes for closure dimmed. The community, much like a victim in an abusive relationship, endured wave after wave of disappointment. Each promising lead turned cold. Each public announcement ended in frustration. Was the suspect hiding in plain sight, just as law enforcement had suggested early in the investigation? The emotional weight only grew as the suspect eluded capture for years. Allen's defense leaned heavily into psychology throughout the trial, though not in the conventional way of establishing mental illness for the defendant. Instead, the defense subtly implied that law enforcement itself had been driven to desperation, leading them to hone in on Allen as a suspect after years of dead ends. A psychological phenomenon known as confirmation bias may have been at play. Investigators convinced themselves they had the right man filtering evidence to fit that narrative. But this wasn't the only psychological angle worth exploring. There's another layer, the community's relationship with grief. Abby and Libby's families were not just victims of a tragic crime. They were also forced to participate in the spectacle that followed. The media, public interest, and online sleuths turned their grief into a public trial long before the courtroom proceedings ever began. Abby's grandfather, Cliff Williams, described Abby as his best friend and recounted the emotional torment of waiting more than 5 years for a suspect to be arrested. The courtroom became a battlefield, not only for justice, but also for the emotional well-being of the family seeking closure. The defense also introduced a controversial theory. Could a third-party group, followers of Odinism, have committed the crime? Although largely dismissed by the judge as speculative, the defense raised this possibility to generate doubt. They pointed to ritualistic elements found at the scene, including the arrangement of sticks on the girls' bodies, which they argued could have religious significance. But this theory wasn't just about facts, it was about planting a seed of reasonable doubt, suggesting that Allen might not have acted alone, or worse, might not have been involved at all. The prosecution, however, focused on behavioral patterns, particularly Allen's behavior following the murders. One unsettling revelation involved the more than 60 alleged confessions Allen made while in prison, including to correctional officers, inmates, and even his wife. Experts suggest these confessions could reflect guilt or, alternatively, the deteriorating mental state of a man placed in solitary confinement for nearly 2 years. Allen's reported shift in demeanor during his interrogation also adds complexity. In one of his interviews, Allen, visibly agitated, told police, "What kind of good person would kill two girls?" At first glance, it seems like a rhetorical question, but psychologists might interpret it differently. This statement could reflect cognitive dissonance, a state where an individual struggles to reconcile their actions with their self-image. If Allen is guilty, this remark could indicate his inner turmoil. If innocent, it might reflect the weight of the false accusation bearing down on him. One final element deserves attention: the emotional manipulation inherent in the trial itself. The courtroom became a stage where every word, glance, and tear was scrutinized, not just by the jury, but by the public and media as well. Witness testimonies, family statements, and the defendant's behavior were all filtered through the lens of public perception. The pressure to deliver justice became overwhelming, and with it, the fear of making the wrong decision. As the jury prepares to deliberate, the town of Delphi finds itself standing at a crossroads. If they convict Allen, they'll finally close a painful chapter. If they acquit, the question will linger: did the real killer escape justice, leaving two families and an entire community without answers? And so, we arrive at the heart of the matter. Justice and closure are not always the same thing. Even a guilty verdict cannot bring back Abby and Libby or erase the years of suffering their families have endured. But it might provide a sense of resolution, however fleeting, to a community battered by loss and desperate for peace. The jury's decision will shape not just the future of Richard Allen, but the future of Delphi itself, a town forever changed by the events of that February day in 2017. Whether they choose to convict or acquit, the verdict will ripple through the community, leaving everyone to ask, where do we go from here? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.